Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nunchesem Abeis. We're holding on the top of Nunchesem Abeis by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol in our Seder of events so far that we've been discussing, he has just finished with the Hazayis on the Pareches in the Heichal. And now says the Mishnah, quotes the Pasuk, V'yatza ala Mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. The Pasuk, after the Kohen Gadol performs the Hazayis on the Pareches and the Heichal, the Pasuk says he goes out to the Mizbeach, which is of Nei Hashem. So it says, the Mishnah Zem Mizbeach Hazav. This Mizbeach is referring to the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach which was in the Heichal, because that was the only Mizbeach which was completely Lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach HaChitzoin, although it was partially in front of the Heichal, Lefnei Hashem, partially it wasn't in front of the Heichal, in front of the Pesach HaHeichal. And therefore it's only this Pasuk which refers to the Mizbeach as being Asher Lefnei Hashem must be referring to the Mizbeach Hazav. That after performing the Hazayis on the Pareichas in the Heichal, the Kohen Gadol then goes and applies Dam to the Mizbeach Hazav. So now what's the process of applying Dam to the Mizbeach Hazav? Says the Mishnah, Hischil Mechate V'yoyred. Rashi says means that he applies the Dam in an upwards motion. In a downwards motion. He puts his finger with Dam on the corner of the Mizbeach. We'll see, he goes to each corner. But he'll put his finger on each corner of the Mizbeach Hazav, and then he runs it downwards, so he puts the dam in a downwards motion. And Rashi explains that the reason why he does this is because if he would go upwards, so the dam could drip down and go into his sleeve and get his big day kahuna dirty. I saw in Derech Chachma from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash in Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, Sifka and Chafhei. So over there he brings from the Ariya Shloime, who is Mesupik, if Big Day Kahuna normally, if they become dirty, they're Pasul. What's the halacha if you have Big Day Kahuna that became dirty from the inside of the Beged, on the part of the Beged which is facing the skin? So it's not seen on the outside, it's only seen on the inside. If Big Day Kahuna become dirty from the inside, does it become Pasul? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings that the Ariya Shloime was Mesupik about this. So I was thinking, so how is he going to learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to say that the blood might drip and go into his sleeve. That's what Rashi explains. So even if it does, l'chayr, it's only the inside of his beged. So what would be the issue on the tzad that if a big day kuna become dirty from the inside, it's not a problem? So what would be the issue of applying the dam in an upwards motion? Let the dam spill into the inside of his sleeve. So two things. Either you could say that, first of all, the nature of dam is that it generally will go through to the other side. So if it goes through from the inside, it's going to get the outside of the beged dirty as well, because it'll go through. That's one simple teretz. You could also maybe say that here we don't mean that the beged is going to become pasul. We just mean that maybe it's just not proper. It's not covered aveda to do aveda with begadim that are dirty, even if it's not mamish pasul, but it's still not the proper way to do aveda. And either way, says the Mishnah, explains Rashi, that he sprinkles, that he applies the dam in a downwards motion, so that he doesn't come to have, so that the dam doesn't come to drip into his sleeve. Says the Mishnah, Meheichan hu maschil, which corner? There are four corners of the Mizbeach. So which corner does he start with? Which corner of the Mizbeach Hazav? So says the Mishnah, Mikarim Mizrachis Tzefainis. He's going to start applying the dam on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Right? He comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the west of the Mizbeach. So he goes all the way to the east of the Mizbeach. Which part of, which east? To the northeast. He starts on the northeast, and then he continues counterclockwise. He goes Tzefainis Maravis, so then go to the northwest. He started on the northeast, so then he goes to the northwest, going counterclockwise, and then Marav is Dreimis, southwest, Dreimis Mizrachis, and then he goes southeast. And we'll see in the Gemara that he walks around as he applies the dam to each corner, so he walks around the Mizbeach Hazav counterclockwise, starting from the northeast, and he applies dam to each corner as he walks around. Makum Shuhu Maschil Bechatas al Mizbeach HaChitzayin, it comes out at the place where the Kohen Gadol starts applying dam to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, by a regular carbon chatas that gets sprinkled on to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, the place that he starts, which is the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Misham Hu Goymer al Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's that southeast corner, that's the last corner that he applies Dam to over here now on Yom Kippur. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer says no, he doesn't walk around the Mizbeach, rather B'mkoymai HaYo'aymed the Mechate, that he stands in his place and he applies the Dam while standing in his place. V'akulon HaYonayse Milamata L'mata, and on all the different corners he could apply the dam even in an upwards motion, because being that he's not standing right in front of the corner that he's applying the dam to, he's going to be just reaching around with his hand, so if he could even apply the dam in an upwards motion, he's not standing right there, that the dam could drip into his sleeve. Chutz mizu, except for this first application of dam on the corner that's right in front of him, shahis alafana, because it was right in front of him, there, shahinaisi milamal alamata, over there he dafka to place the dam from up to down, in a downwards motion, because being that that corner that he's starting with is right in front of him, so that corner, if he goes in an upwards motion, it might drip into his sleeve. So therefore, by that first corner, he's going to apply the dam in a downwards motion, but by all the other corners, since he's just reaching with his hand all around, there's no concern that the dam's going to go into his sleeve, and he could even apply the dam in an upwards motion. Says the Mishnah Vayter, he's the altari shal mizbeach shava pamim. That after the Kohen Gadol finishes applying dam to all the different corners of the mizbeach hazav, he then sprinkles dam altari shal mizbeach on the top of this mizbeach, of the mizbeach hazav, shava pamim, and he sprinkles dam onto the top of the mizbeach 7 times. So then, that's the completion of all the different applications of dam. Now all the rest of the dam is considered shiarei dam. It's all the leftovers of the dam. So what does he do with the leftover dam? Says the Mishnah, v'shiarei hadam hayashayfich al yisayin ma'aravi shamizbeach achitzay. Now the extra dam, all the dam that's left over, so the Kohen Gadol then goes out of the heichal, he goes to the mizbeach achitzay, and he pours it onto the yisayin, a certain part of the mizbeach, on the yisayin ma'aravi, on the western yisayin of the mizbeach of the outer mizbeach, which is very different than usual, as the Mishnah explains. Now, normally, karbanis that are brought all year round, regular karbanis that went onto the mizbeach achitzain, so those, they were normally, the extra dam would get spilled onto the southern yisayid. But over here on Yom Kippur, the dam, the extra dam from the par and the sayer, it actually got spilled onto the western yisayid, not on the southern yisayid. Says the Mishnah that Elu ve'Elu, both the dam of Yom Kippur, which went on the western Yisoid, and the dam all year round that went on to the southern Yisoid, that Elu ve'Elu misarvin ba'amo, that ultimately all the dam met up with each other by the canal that went through the Azara, they went down into the Yisoid, and ultimately into this canal that went through the Azara, ve'yaitzel nachal kidroin, and ultimately it went through the canal, and the canal brought it to the Nachal called Kidroin. V'nimkaron leganonin lezevel, and over there it got sold to gardeners to be used as fertilizer. But and they would buy it. They would buy the dam, and then they'd be able to use it for fertilizer. Umay alin bahen. But if they don't pay for it, so then Rashi of Adizara Memdalam and Aleph explains that there was a gzeirah derabanan, that there's a chiyuv meila, meaning to say that there's an issur derabanan to be nene to get benefit from this dam without first paying for it. So that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. V'yotzel ha-mizbeach. The Lashon of the Pasuk, after he sprinkles the dam onto the pareches, and now he goes to apply the dam onto the corners of the mizbeach hazav, it says v'yotza el ha-mizbeach. It says he goes out to the mizbeach. And the kasha is ma tamu loimar. What does it mean? What does the pasuk mean when it says that he goes out to the mizbeach? Where is he going out from? He's already in the heichal. He already left the kodesh hakodashim and he went into the heichal. He was yotza from the kodesh hakodashim and he went into the heichal to sprinkle dam onto the pareches in the heichal. So now he's already in the Heichal. So what does it mean that he goes out to apply the dam onto the Mizbeach Hazav? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Nechemio, Lefi Shematzinu Bapar Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs Shekayin Oymed Chutz LaMizbeach. Since we find, with regards to the dam of the par, which comes for all the mitzvahs, referring to the par Kayin Mashiach and the par Halmdavar Shal Tzibur, since we find regarding the dam of these karbanis, Shekayin Oymed Chutz LaMizbeach Umaze Ala Pareichas, so the halacha is by these karbanis that also the Kayin, he sprinkles the dam of these karbanis towards or on the pareches that's in the heichal. However, where does he stand? He stands chutz l'mizbeach. He stands closer to the pesach of the heichal, further away from the kodesh hakodashim. He doesn't stand in between the mizbeach and the pareches. He stands on the other side of the mizbeach, to the east of the mizbeach, and he sprinkles it all the way onto the pareches. He has to have a good arm, and he has to throw the dam very far, all the way to the pareches. B'shashi mazeh. when he sprinkles it or something out the skirsa b'shashi mazev. So that's the halacha with regards to the par haba kol hamitzvos. So says Rav Nechemia, since we find that with regards to these karbanos, the kohen has to dafka stand on the eastern side of the mizbeach hazav, he stands very far away from the pareches. So yachol avzekain, I might think that hu adin with regards to the par and the sari of Yom Kippur, that when he sprinkles the dam on the pareches, you know where he has to stand. He has to stand all the way to the eastern side of the mizbeach hazav and do a far throw. Tamalaymer, the pasuk therefore says that no, that when he goes out to apply the dama to the mizbeach hazav, it's v'yotza el mizbeach. He has to go out to the mizbeach. What does it mean? He's going out. Where is he going out from? The pasuk means to teach us that heichan haya, that where was he until now? He was lefnim min hamizbeach. He was on the western side of the mizbeach hazav, closer to the pareches. He was right in front of the pareches. So therefore, the Torah says v'yotza, that he goes out in order to teach us about the hazah that the Kohen Gadol does on the pareches, that when he does the hazah on or towards the pareches, he does it while standing right in front of the pareches, on the western side of the Mizbeach Hazav, and not far away like he does by the parabah kol mitzvahs. Says the Gemara Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa that Lefnei Hashem, it says regarding the parabah kol mitzvahs, it says Lefnei Hashem, so matam olaymar, what's the Torah teaching us with these words Lefnei Hashem? Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia says, same halacha, just the reverse, that Lefi Shemitzinim bepar visar sheyom kippurim, shekayin oime lefne min amizbeach umaza ala pareches, since we find with regards to the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, that where does the Kohen Gadol stand when he sprinkles it by the pareches? He sprinkles it, he stands right by the pareches on the western side of the mizbeach hazav. B'shashu mazav, when he sprinkles it, that's where he stands. So yachol avzekain, so I might think that hu adin with regards to the par haba kol hamitzvahs, so that's also where he stands. Tamulaymar, therefore, the Torah tells us that he applies the, when he sprinkles the dam, he stands. The pasuk says mizbeach ketayres asamim lufnei Hashem asher ba'ayil mayid. The lashon of the pasuk is that it calls the mizbeach lufnei Hashem. So we dash it from there, from lufnei Hashem, that the Mizbeach is called Lefnei Hashem, that it's only the Mizbeach that's Lefnei Hashem, ve'ein Kayin Lefnei Hashem. But the Kayin doesn't stand directly, so to speak, Lefnei Hashem. Hakeitzad, what does the pasuk mean? Rather, I made chutz leMizbeach umaze. He doesn't stand right in front of Hashem, so to speak. He stands on the other side of the Mizbeach Hazav, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach Hazav. So only the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, and not the Kayin when it comes to the parabol kol mitzvahs. There, when he sprinkles the dam on the parecha, he stands very far away. Says the Gemara Beiter, Hischel Mechatev Yoyrid, we said in the Mishnah that he starts to, went through all the different directions of how he sprinkles the dam on the court, or how he applies the dam to the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa which talks about it more at length, and we're going to go into it by way of the Braisa. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Hischel Mechatev Yoyrid, it says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he begins to apply the dam to the Mizbeach Hazav, to each of the corners. So, Mehechan Hayamaschil. So, now where does he start? Mikarim Mizrachas Duraimis. So again, we're going to see that everybody holds that he starts on the eastern side of the Mizbeach Hazav, but we're going to see that there's going to be a Machlaikis if he starts on the northeastern side or the southeastern side. So everyone holds that when he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he finishes sprinkling on the Pareches, so he's standing now on the west of the Mizbeach, he doesn't start on the west side of the Mizbeach Hazav when he applies the dam. He's actually going to skip over that west side and start right away on the east side. We'll see now it's going to be a machlekes if he starts on the northeast or the southeast. So the Tanakama we'll see is Rabbi Akiva. He says that he starts applying the dam Meichan Hayamatzchel Mikarim Mizraches Duraimis on the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach Hazav. And then he goes clockwise, he goes Duraimis Maravis, Maravis Tefainis, Tefainis Mizraches. After applying dam on the southeastern corner, he goes to the southwestern corner, to the northwestern corner, and then the northeastern corner. Rashi fills us in and he explains that the reason why he starts by Dafka by the southeastern corner, so he starts on eastern, that the Gemara is going to explain why he skips the west and starts on the east, but the reason why he Dafka starts in the southeastern corner, Rashi explains is that the Gemara, the Bryce says, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, and Rabbi Akiva holds that there were two pareches separating the Heicha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hashem. And the outer Pareches opened up in the south. So therefore, since the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the south, so he's standing now on the south of the southern part of the Heichal. So therefore, when he goes now and he passes the Mizbeach Azov, where is he going to be? He's going to be on the southern side of the Mizbeach Azov. So since he's going to be on the southern side of the Mizbeach Azov, he starts Dafka on the southeastern corner and not the northeastern corner. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili Aymer, Mikarim Mizrachas Sefainis. He starts on the northeastern corner. And Rashi explains, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili holds like Rabbi Yaisi that there was only one Parecha separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the opening was in the northern side of the Heichal. So since it was in the northern side, he's standing on the northern side of the Heichal. When he passes the Mizbeach, he's going to be by the northern side of the Mizbeach, so he starts on the northeastern corner. And not only that's already one Machlaikas now. There's a Machlaikas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yaisi with regards to which corner the Kohen Gadol starts applying the dam of the Mizbeach Azov, right? And now there's going to be another Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva said that he goes clockwise, that he goes southeast, then southwest, northwest, and then northeast. He goes clockwise. Rabbi Yose Aglili says that, first of all, he starts on the northeastern corner, and now as we're about to see, Rabbi Yose Aglili also argues, and he says, that the Kohen Gadol goes counterclockwise, and therefore, after applying dam to the northeastern corner, the next place he goes is Sefainis Maravis, is northwest, and then Maravis Dreimis, and then southwest, and then Dreimis Mizrachis. He finishes off on the southeastern corner, which comes out, the Mokot Rabbi Yose Aglili Maschil, the place that Rabbi Yose Aglili started from the northeastern corner, Sham Rabbi Akiva Paisik. That's where Rabbi Akiva finished applying the dam. Holds that the Kohen Gadol finishes applying the dam. And in the Malkum Shabbi Akiva Maschil, the place that Rabbi Akiva holds he starts, which is the southeastern corner, Sham Rabbi Yose Aglili Paisik. That's where Rabbi Yose Aglili holds the Kohen Gadol would actually finish by. That was the last corner that the Kohen Gadol applied dam to. So it comes out again, two machlaikasim between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yose Aglili. First machlaikas is which corner of the Mizbeach Azov did the Kohen Gadol start by? Rabbi Yose Aglili holds that he started by the northeastern corner, and Rabbi Kiva holds from the southeastern corner, and we mentioned that Rashi explains the machlaikas, it's telling him where the Kohen Gadol was coming out from when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the second machlaikas is if he goes clockwise or counterclockwise. According to Rabbi Akiva, he goes clockwise. According to Rabbi Yose Aglili, he goes counterclockwise. That the Gemara is going to discuss shortly what's that machlekes tullian. But first, the Gemara is going to focus on a different nekuda, and that is like this. Says the Gemara, "De kuli alma miha bahu keren de paga bereisha loy avid." It comes out everyone agrees that he does not start applying dam on the western side of the Mizbeach Azov. Everybody holds it on the eastern side. It's a machlekes, northeastern, southeastern, but nobody holds that he starts applying dam to the western side, even though when he's coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's coming after sprinkling the dam onto the Pareichas, so he's coming from the west. So you would think that he shouldn't pass over the west side, he should start with the west, but says the Gemara, we see from this Braisa that nobody holds, everybody agrees that he does not apply dam to the first corner that he passes. He does not apply dam on the western side of the Mizbeach first, and the Shaila is going to be, my timer, why not? Why doesn't he apply dam first on the western side of the Mizbeach? So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel explains the Amar Krab because the Torah says the Yotza El Mizbeach. It says that he goes out to the Mizbeach, which we dash him from there, Ad Nafik Mikule Mizbeach, until he passes the entire Mizbeach. So we learn from the pasuk that he doesn't apply dam to the western side first; rather, he has to go past the entire Mizbeach, meaning he has to go all the way to the east of the Mizbeach. Fine. So that's with regards to that Nekuda. Now the Gemara is going to go back to this Machlaikas about if he goes clockwise or counterclockwise. So it says the Gemara just assumes right away it's a Kasha on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva who said that the Kohen Gadol goes clockwise, Ula Rabbi Akiva, Nakif Derechim in. The Shaila is that we always hold that you're supposed to go to the right. You're always supposed to go counterclockwise. Counterclockwise is always viewed as being the right, because if you're standing in front of the corner of the Mizbeach, so if you go towards the left, your left is that's going to be going clockwise. You're right, that's going to be going counterclockwise. The right is always considered counterclockwise. So the Gemara is the Kasha on Rabbi Akiva that we know you're always supposed to go Derech Yamin, and the Gemara is going to bring the source for that in a moment. So if you're always supposed to go Derech Yamin, so why doesn't the Kohen Gadol go counterclockwise? Why does Rabbi Akiva say that he goes clockwise? So it says the Gemara, Lema Bidurami Bar Yecheskel Kamifili. It would seem that the Machlaikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yose Aglili about whether or not the Kohen Gadol applies the dam clockwise or counterclockwise is Talu in the din of Rami Bar Yecheskel, who we'll see soon. He's the one who told us about this halacha that you're always supposed to go Derech Yamin. Da'amar Rami Bar Yechezkel. Rami Bar Yechezkel taught us that the Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, he pointed out that with regards to the mikvah that Shlomo Melech made, he made a large mikvah in the Azara. So the Pasuk in Devar HaYamim, it describes the mikvah, and it says, Oymid al Shneimas Arbakar, that it stood, it rested on top of 12 copper cows, Shleisha Painim Tzafayna, V'Shleisha Painim Yama, Shleisha Painim Negva, U'Shleisha Painim Mizracha. And the cows faced all different directions. There was three that were facing north, three facing the west, three facing the south, and three facing the east. The Hayam Aleim. And then this mikvah rested on top of all the cows, Milamaila from on top. The Chol Achayrehem Baisa. And all their backs, all the backs of all the cows were facing each other. They were all facing outwards, three to the north, three to the west, three to the south, and three to the east. And then the mikvah was on top. Now, Rami Bar Yechezkel pointed out that if you pay attention to the Lashon of the Pasuk, the order when it describes the cows of where they stood, so it goes counterclockwise. It says that they went to the north, to the west, to the south, and to the east. So that's counterclockwise. So Rami Bar Yechezkel said, Halamadita, that you see from the Seder of the Pasuk, Shekol Pinei Shatapayne Lo Yehu El Derech Yamin LeMizrach, that you learn from this Pasuk, that you see that anytime a person makes a turn, he's always supposed to go to the right, to the east, meaning counterclockwise. That was what Rami Bar Yechezkel taught us. So now this machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili about whether or not the Kohen Gadol goes clockwise or counterclockwise seems to be a machlekes about whether or not they hold of Rami Bar Yechezkel. That Mar Islay the Rami Bar Yechezkel, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that the Kohen Gadol applies the dam while going clockwise, he seems to hold like Rami Bar Yechezkel. And Umar Leslay the Rami Bar Yechezkel, and Rabbi Akiva, who says that he goes clockwise, seems to not hold of Rami Bar Yechezkel. So says the Gemara, no, it's not true. That even really Rabbi Akiva holds of Rami Bar Yechezkel, that you always go counterclockwise. So why, when it comes to the dam that the Kohen Gadol applied to the Mizbeach Azov and the Heichal, does Rabbi Akiva hold that he goes clockwise? Says the Gemara, loy de kuli alma isluhu de Rami Bar Yechezkel. It's not because he doesn't hold of Rami Bar Yechezkel. Everybody holds of Rami Bar Yechezkel. V'hacha b'hacha miflegi. The machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili is as follows. That mar saver yalfinim penim michutz, u'mar saver lo yalfinim penim michutz. Now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that we can learn out the pnim from chutz, that we can learn out this application of dam in the heichal, which is considered pnim. It was more inside. It was in the heichal. We can learn that out from chutz, from the azara, from the yam shel shlemei. And Umar Sover, Rabbi Akiva holds that no, we don't learn out pnim mechutz. And even though it's true that in the azara we always go to the right, we always go counterclockwise, when it comes to pnim and avayda that's done in the heichal, so then we don't apply this halacha.